This news update is being brought to you by Courtney Manners Professional Caring Staff. They are committed to offering the highest quality care to its residents. That's Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a quick look at your news where investigators are going to need more time to collect information before charges are filed in the deaths of two young siblings who were killed by a suspected drunk driver at a birthday party. The Monroe County prosecutor says he anticipates charges by tomorrow on a 66-year-old woman who drove into the Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township, where she killed an 8-year-old girl and a 5-year-old brother at the birthday party on Saturday. Another sibling was among others with severe injuries. There was no update on their conditions as of yet. Military scientists have identified the remains of an Army Air Forces pilot from Michigan who died during a World War II bombing mission in Southeast Asia. The Defense POW MIA accounting agency said the remains of Second Lieutenant John E. McLaughlin Jr. of Detroit were identified back in January. McLaughlin was the 25-year-old pilot of a B-24J Liberator bomber during a December 1943 bombing mission. The mission targeted a railroad yard in Myanmar, then known as Burma. The plane vanished after being hit by anti-aircraft fire after reaching the target. Remains later found in present-day Burma were sent to DPAA and identified as McLaughlin's in 2020. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Melissa Klosowski, a registered nurse at Courtney Manor Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation. Now is a great time to join our team. I started as a dietary aide. I worked as a CNA through nursing school. Courtney Manor has tuition assistance and student loan reimbursement programs. My mother retired as a nurse from Courtney Manor, and my father received physical therapy at Courtney Manor. We are offering sign-on bonuses for nurses, and RNs even receive free medical, dental, and vision insurance for their entire family. Call 989-269-9983 or stop in to apply. Come join our amazing team and find out why Courtney Manor is all about you.
On Friday, a routine traffic stop initiated by a Tuscola County Sheriff's deputy escalated into the arrest of a wanted individual. Sheriff Deputy Jonathan Martin stopped the vehicle at the junction of Sheridan Road and Swaffer Road just after 7 o'clock in the evening on April the 19th. And when he discovered that the passenger in the vehicle had an outstanding warrant, Deputy Martin directed him to exit the vehicle. During the encounter, Deputy Martin noticed a handgun holster on the passenger's hip and inquired about the presence of the firearm, prompting him to detain the individual due to suspicious behavior. Subsequent search of the vehicle revealed an unregistered handgun concealed beneath the passenger seat, along with a substantial quantity of methamphetamine. Consequently, the individual was arrested on multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine, felony firearm possession, carrying a concealed weapon in an automobile, and possession of an unregistered firearm. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments this week with profound legal and political consequences. The High Court will consider whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution in a federal case that is charging him with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Now, in addition to establishing a potentially historic ruling about the scope of the presidential power, the court's decision, whenever it comes, will undoubtedly go a long way in determining a trial date for Trump in one of four criminal prosecutions he faces. A $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line. It's going to go from Las Vegas and Los Angeles area. It's already started construction. As a matter of fact, today's ceremony in Las Vegas drew U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg along with local Brightline West Company officials. The company plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga. The track will be in the median of the Interstate 15, where motorists in traffic jams would see trains whisk past at speeds comparable to Japan's bullet trains. A Brightline sister company already operates the fast train between Miami and Orlando. Well, the Bad Axe Senior Dining Center is thrilled to unveil a mobile library service for seniors 60 and above, funded in part by the Region Area Agency on Aging. The service welcomes patrons to contribute a suggested donation of $3. Join them for lunch at noon tomorrow and seize the opportunity to explore the Bad Axe Library's mobile collection while savoring your meal. It's just more than reading, of course. It's an opportunity to immerse yourself in a good book and establish new connections within the community. For further details, here's their phone number, 989-551-6325. Doors are going to open up at 11 o'clock tomorrow, April the 23rd. And your news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They are committed to offering the highest quality care to its residents. That's Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And for the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure you go to thumbnet.net.